Welcome to another episode of What's the Point Podcast.
I'm your girl Dan.
And I'm your girl T.
And welcome back to another episode, y'all. We're so glad to have y'all back.
Yes, we're glad to have y'all back. We appreciate getting my mic together, y'all. I'm sorry, Dan.
It's okay.
We appreciate you guys like showing love with the red flags, but most importantly, it seems that you guys really like the Too Busy to Date episode.
Oh yeah, I think they really did like that. Which is a good one because we enjoyed recording it.
Right.
So yeah, make sure you guys let us know like what episodes did y'all like. You know, make sure y'all comment. We love the people on Instagram who comment and share our stuff. We see you guys and we really appreciate that. So make sure that you know, keep tuning in, comment, right, so that we know that y'all are listening and we want to hear from you guys on your opinions and stuff. We love to see that.
Right.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. So we'll just get into our check-in, Dev. How have you been? How's life been?
So things have been good, T. Like, I feel like, what have I been doing? What's been going on for me? Really a lot. I feel like I've been strictly, like, running around, like, what did they say? A chicken with their head cut off? Just running. Because between working my two jobs still, even though it's summertime, I still work.
Right.
My birthday's coming up. I'm going out of town. I got to move out my apartment by a certain day. I'm like, I just got a lot going on. So, girl, I just been running. That's all I can say. Just running. And I need to be outside running. But I'm not.
I mean, well, I like that you've been busy and productivity. But I do know why we haven't been outside running. Because it's literally raining every single day in Georgia.
Literally. I can pull up my phone right now, guys, and it's going to say rain for the next
every day. Like, how do people in Seattle do it?
Honestly, I said a prayer of rain. I said, Lord, is it our 40 days of the rain? Like, are we raining for 40 days?
Because it has been raining.
Like, because Atlanta has been, and it's not just rain, it's thunderstorms, lightning. Last night, it was lightning. Did it rain by you last night?
I don't even know. I was
sound asleep. It rained over here last night, like,
again. I know it's like literally been storming to the point where, because summertime, just being able to work from home and have that balance a bit more, to the point where it's like power is kind of going out and that like too. Very quickly and then turn it back on. So it's been a time, but I'm glad to hear that things are working out well. It is your birthday month, and then we'll get into my check-in.
Yeah, how you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good. So June is typically, I like the month of June because I just come alive with summer and water.
Yeah.
All the things. I think I have been busy too, but I recently realized for me and my grief journey, because typically around this time, my uncle's birthday is on June 16th. That's why I love the Gemini.
Okay.
But I realized like, I'm okay. And I think that was really nice and refreshing, like, since last year. And then this year, I tried to check in, and I was like, I'm good. And I like that. Like, it's not that I'm okay. Like, I think if anyone is grieving, it's like, it's not like, oh, I'm okay. It doesn't matter. It's just, I'm at peace with it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I come to comfort with it.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Especially with Father's Day coming up. So I'm like, that's always like a touchy time.
Yeah.
But that's really just been my month. It's just June. It's been June-ing. We don't have a summer break anymore.
Yeah.
Sadly. And I think that's as adults.
Like, that's probably the worst part about being an adult. Like, there's so many perks. And there's a lot of bad things that come with it, too. But, like, not having a summer is one of those bad things. Like, you got to make yourself have a summer.
Exactly. And I think that's just a part of, you guys have been on this journey with us since mid-20s. So now we're getting older. Yeah. And this is my first real summer where I'm like, I'm really working. And I actually had to work ahead to take that vacation.
Yeah.
And it's just wild. But yeah, that's pretty much been it. Just pretty good over here.
Well, that's good. Yeah, y'all, this is the time y'all should be using that PTO.
Okay? No, seriously.
Y'all been stacking that PTO up all year. Use it now. Don't let it just go to waste. You know, now's the time. Make sure, because the jobs don't care about y'all.
They really don't.
They don't. So you better make sure you're using your time off.
Yeah. Use your time off. You know, maybe hold off on it a little bit better. I will speak on mine, because
I would take off every month. I need to follow your advice, friend, because I got like I got like a good week and a half, maybe two, that I could put in.
I just wish I could have someone's PTO. Like, I think it's not my fault that I'm a December baby and Christmas is right there. And I'm just going to take the month just about, like, it's, I can't help it. So by the time we get to the summer, I don't have
nothing.
And I don't care because I'm going to take it off.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of budgeting. Yeah. We need to have, we're going to do a whole segment maybe where you need to take your time. Like, for real. Even if it's unpaid. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't care about that job.
Yeah.
Take your time. Yeah. But that's, other than that, it's just the time to enjoy. But we're going to get into just our episode where we're talking about all things delusion or delulu. I love delulu. But living in delusion.
Yeah. Living in delulu. Delusion. Yeah. Well, to start with that, I feel like we have to kind of start with, like, social media delusion, kind of, in a way. Like, what do you think, friend?
I think with social media, honestly, it's changed. And I can only speak from my perspective. Yes,
yeah.
I didn't have MySpace. I thought it was really cool, but obviously I was too young for it.
Yeah.
And so I had to ask to have a Facebook. And Facebook, for me, started off like how you get your first phone, and you got your mama, your dad, your grandma, your great. You don't have a lot of people.
Five.
You got your five, and you don't text the hell out of them because you got your five. That's how social media started for me with Facebook, and it was like a sense of community. And then we got older, you know, somewhere around junior high, definitely high school, but more so junior high. It's when we had, you know, all of these different video chats, like Ubu and all of that stuff.
Oh yes,
and people were like, you know, hop on Ubu, or your wall, like posting on your wall was a thing where it's like, to be honest, or am I a 1 out of 10? Just all the little games, all the little games we used to play. And I feel like that you knew these people.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I knew them. Yeah. I went to high school with them, or I knew them from a cousin. We all were still very much so. How I talked to them online was the same way that I could talk to them in person.
Yeah.
Or we would go to the skating rink. Hey, y'all want to meet up at the skating rink? This the move. What's the move? Like, things like that.
Yeah.
We're a part of social media. And I feel like then we got Instagram, where it was like, ooh, cool. We got this thing where we can take
pictures
and I could take a picture of an ice cream cone and was gonna get like 5 or 10 likes just because
it was for the vibe.
It was for the vibe. But I feel like something changed, and I don't know what that change was, because for me, I don't have like TikTok or any of that stuff when that became popular around the pandemic. But something changed, because we had the Vines and we had the spaces where you didn't know those people, but you could still laugh and joke and have fun. Something changed. Social media is no longer fun. Like, you guys are using it for very different platforms.
Yeah, I agree. Like, social media is no longer fun. I think, well, because I have Twitter also. I have Twitter, Instagram, I have a TikTok. And what I've noticed lately, like, with Twitter specifically, ever since it changed over to X, it is like a miserable place. Like, everybody is so miserable. Not in the sense of like, oh, we hate it here, we're miserable. Mm-hmm. But like, the tweets that you see, it's either Trump promotions, right? MAGA promotions. Mm. That's like half of like Twitter. Then you have like the other half where it's like, people are just miserable. Like, the things that they say is just like, you're just miserable.
Yeah. And I feel like I had Twitter, but I had it when it was like, mention so-and-so, or do they still do that? Do they still do
So now, back then when I was in school, oomph meant one of my followers.
Right.
Now, oomph means something totally different. Like, I don't know, they gentrified the name, and it doesn't mean what we
used to. I can't.
And so that's the other thing.
I can't. And I toyed with this because of how social media is and people on there are, of deleting them. Like, I don't get on Facebook. Well, I have a Facebook, so don't delete me. I have a Facebook, I just don't get on there.
Yeah.
And I have Instagram. I just use Instagram. Like, that's it. I don't use anything else. I did have Twitter, I did have the Snapchat. But like I said, something changed, life changed, and I went and did like a fast for I don't know, it had to be like 3 months and I had no social media at all. And I was like, this is so breathtaking just to like live life and enjoy my life. And then once I returned back, I was like, oh, I can almost tell the fake from the phony. Like,
yeah,
you, is this really you? Like, I know this person. This is not you.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing for me about social media is that most of the people that I follow on Instagram, I know them in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the stuff that people be posting, I'd be like, you don't really act like that. That's not really you. Like, since when do you engage in those type of behaviors? Or since when do you agree with those beliefs? Or like,
yeah,
it's not really matching up to how you act in person. You have a social media facade. Like, you have this image that you have curated to your followers. And it's like, but the people that know you in real life, it's like, she don't really act like that. Or he don't really act like that. So why is there such a disconnect between what we portray online and what we actually portray in real life?
I don't know. That's a, what do y'all think? Because I just think I toy between, because we are professionals, we are grown. So there are certain things that I may not post on social media. But when you see me, I'm a whole entire vibe. It's like, wow. I've even had that, like, wow, girl, I didn't know that was that much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, like, because that's not for you to know.
Yeah.
Off rip. Right. And I'm not posting every, every drink that I take or anything that I do. Like,
yeah,
I'm a professional first as far as, like, my social media presence. Because you better believe that they're going to look at those type of things.
Yeah.
But I do. One thing I can say is, how I am as a person on social media, like low-key to myself, you can still say that about me when you're in person with me. It's just some things that I see on social media that just doesn't, similar to what you said, it doesn't compare to how you are. Like, you're not this, what do they call? It's not coming to mind. When people say the head bitch in charge, I don't want to call nobody a B-word. What is the HB what?
Head bitch in charge. That's what it stands for. What? HBIC?
Yes.
Yeah.
HBIC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to say HBCU.
Oh.
But, you know, like, you're not that. Like, you know, like, not saying that some females aren't giving that, but it's like that facade, that aesthetic that we're now giving to your boss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's like, that's fine. You know, y'all can portray whatever y'all want to portray online, but, like, at least back it up in real life, too. Like, if you're going to be this boss online, you can't be sleeping on an air mattress at home. Your bills need to be paid at home, too. You know, like, you can't be money to the ear, but your bills are late. Put that money back in the bank, friend.
Please.
Please put that money back in the bank.
Or it's just going into your perception versus reality. Like, your perception of your life, that's your business.
Of course.
We always have said, like, we don't judge here. That's your business. But just the countless, oh, I'm on this trip, I got all this money, I'm doing all of this, that is not real. Like, I don't care, like, how much you put out there. It may, I'm not saying that that can't be your luxury and that can't be your reality.
Yeah.
Whatever you have afforded in life, it looks very different.
For sure.
I just feel like you on vacation every single day, 365 days out of the week, or every time I got this going on. No. Like, that's not, give it to us raw. Give it to us real. Like, I love the content, for example, where I'm seeing, like, parents saying, I'm on that vacation, now I gotta go back to these kids.
Yeah.
That's real. Like, you went on that vacation, you had a bomb time. Now, your reality is you gotta go back to them kids.
Or back to work.
Mm-hmm. It's not, oh, I'm about to go live lavish again and do something. You know, like, we about to go do this again.
Yeah.
Just another day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And but my thing with that is, like, there are the girls who are doing that, and I'm not gonna talk about them. If y'all really moving like that, that's a whole nother story on how y'all are moving like that, right? And I think we need to be honest about that too, because that facade of, oh, I'm on the boats, I'm on the jets, I'm here, I'm there, who's paying for that, and what did you do to earn that trip?
Right.
Because I think the younger girls are getting their image misconstrued.
Yes.
They think, oh, I can do this, I can do that with this baller or with this rapper. But it's like, baby, ain't nothing free.
Mm-mm.
So if you're on the boats and you in the...
whatever. I think that's a good point. Like, it's not to say that you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's not to say that, because traveling, that's to me, I feel like that's a love language.
Yeah.
And if you know me personally, because only few really know, like, where I'm at and what exactly I'm doing, that's definitely a different topic. But if you can travel, you can go have the fun, you can go do those things. That's not what we're saying. But just similar to your point on, like, what image are you giving? Because the younger generation is like, oh, we about to be outside. Oh, we're about to do this. Oh, that's adulting.
No, baby.
No.
That's home.
That's it, like, a certain degree. Not to say that because you do that, you a hoe. That's not what we're saying. But to a certain degree, depending on where you at, how you moving, right, and what you're doing, if you haven't hit that status or that stride.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's also to that point, I want the young girls to realize that you can do that on your own, though. Like, yeah, you don't need the baller and the rapper and all of that to be on the boats and the jets. Go to work, get a job, get a degree, and you and your homegirls can afford that on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all could go out of town on your own. You don't have to depend on the rappers and the, you know, the social media life in general, the BBLs, all of that. It's the brains are melting.
They're melting.
Like something, I don't know what it is.
They're melting. And when you said that, made me think of the Wizard of Oz. No, for real. They really are. And I think it's just awful because you can do that. Like, we both went to college. We both were able to be on grad school. I have friends from college. I have a couple of friends from high school that to this day, like, we still enjoy each other. Yeah. We live in different areas, so that's our way of connecting. Yeah. It's like, girl, let's go on this trip.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm coming to you, you're coming to me. Like, you can do that. And no one's saying, if you don't want to get that job, then don't get it. That's your business. But at the end of the day, you can still do that without having to go that route.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do it that way. If you want to do that. Like,
right. If you want to do that, by all means. You know,
it's just not for me.
For me.
And I think that's what's being misconstrued, because on social media, we're giving this certain presence and this certain regard of, like, this is how I live my life. Mm-hmm. This is who I am. I only accept the best. Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah. You may have just stopped eating at Red Lobster, but now you know all of this.
Now we're at Noble,
STK. And just all of it. Stop.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when it starts getting to just last year when it was like no more Chili's, none of that, all of that stuff. Stop. Just please stop. Because what? Humble beginnings. That's how we get to
bigger things.
Right. And that's the delusion. Like, the delusion is you're at the STK and you expect now, like, I want nothing but the best. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay. But then the delusion is you forgot where you used to eat at.
Yeah.
You forgot who you used to be around.
Yes.
You forgot who actually knows you and who still knows you.
Right, and you forgot who you really are deep down inside. You done put on all this stuff on. You put these layers on yourself.
Exactly.
You put this whole thing on of, oh, now I'm this person. But, you know, deep down inside, you are somebody from back then. You know, like you said, the people around you know who you are.
Stop. That's the delusion for me. You know that these people knew you. And I don't want to hear it when people say, like, my past.
I'm on a future.
The
past is the past. I'm new. This is growth. Cool. And that we preach that over here, too. It is about growth, but it's also about remembering who you used to be and how you got to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, y'all just forgetting where you came from and who you really are for this new image. And you ain't really like that.
I was like, what is the image?
Yeah. Because it's a facade. We clocking it already. It's like, she don't really act like that. Now, if you was really acting like that back then and now you just kind of upgraded it and, you know, you've been a baddie, you've been a boss, and now you a bigger baddie, bigger boss, okay, that's believable. But all of a sudden, now you on these jets and all these places. And back then, you didn't have nothing?
No. I also think it goes into not just to that I just thought about something. And I'm like, I also think that delusion plays a role for when people just sit home and scroll all the time.
Mm.
And like, what I mean by that is like, you're sitting home and you're just sitting there just scrolling on that phone. Tap, 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 tap. 4 hours. And you like get so lost. I feel like there's some people who like get so lost in social media that also becomes their persona or their, you know, fixation. Like you become a person on social media. You become a person in a virtual space in reality.
Oh yeah.
But in reality, like, you're basically a nomad. No one knows.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't even go outside. Yeah, you're not going outside. Yeah. You're not even engaging in actual social engagements. Or maybe you are, but even then, people on social media, you may be extroverted, doing all this talking, and then once we see you in person, it's like loner.
Right, you're in the corner.
I think that's a delusion too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Because I feel like they use the screen as like a barrier. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm on my phone. I could be anybody I want to be. That's a big thing on Twitter. You know, like people have these accounts and it's not their real picture. It's a bot or it's like an anime picture. And they just be getting off whatever tweets they want to. And it's like, you're only getting this off because nobody knows who you are behind this account. Mm-hmm. But you don't talk about people like that in real life. You don't say that to people in real life. You don't pop off at the mouth calling people ugly and calling people this in real life. But on social media, it's nothing to just type up this fat bitch, blah, 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 blah.
And I just feel like that's like,
y'all wouldn't do that in real life.
Y'all wouldn't do that in real life. That's not cool. And I also feel like you have some people who, it's just the truth. Like, it has become a fad and like a thing. I love mental health. That's what we do for a living. But it has become such a trend and such like buzzword, so to speak, that people are like, I'm zen. I'm in a zenful space. I'm so peaceful. No, the hell you're not. No, the hell you're not. Or it's like, I'm the bigger person. Just be the bigger person. You're not really doing that in real life.
Yeah.
So I think like it's like what people are seeing on there and what's being pushed in the agendas that are out there, like, people just grab a hold to it, and then that becomes you. And I don't believe in going with the social media trends anymore. Not that I ever did, but it's like, y'all have to know what's being pushed out there and what's being promoted, and you fall into the trap.
Yeah, because that's to that point, like, enough with the posting the quotes about, oh, I'm such a great person. Oh, I'm such a nice, sweet person, and people play in my face. You're a terrible person, actually.
A terrible person.
And you keep posting these quotes. Who are you convincing? Yourself. Because everyone around you knows, like, they ain't really like that. They're actually an asshole.
Like, stop it. I just feel like that's also being in delusion. Like, if you want to be a good person and you do want that to be, work at it.
Yeah.
In real time. Like, you can't just keep on pushing that. Yeah. And I think that goes into, like, when we're talking about, is it delusion or manifesting? Mm. Like, you guys are, by next year, I'm going to have this husband. What?
That's manifesting.
No, but like, it's like pushed on social media. It's not something that you took. Manifesting to me, and I could be wrong, is like, I'm putting the pen to the paper.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I'm speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking it. Not, I saw a meme, and this meme said, I'm done being outside by next year, and I'm going to be a wife.
Yeah, next year I'm married with kids.
So we just turn off the outside from last year,
right?
And
it's just a click.
You know, boom.
That's all it takes, friend.
Are you going on Love Is Blind or something that we don't know about? Like, you know, I'm just trying to understand.
I agree with you
because it's real life. Like, real life doesn't do that. Like, I'm not saying that you can't get married in 2 months, 3 months, whatever the case could be. But are you actively working to get that man, or are you just saying some shit that you just saw online?
Yeah, I think it'd be that. People just sharing stuff. They just posting. They ain't serious. Or sometimes they are serious and they're trying to like drop a hint about some shit.
Why would I drop that on social media?
Right. Tell that to that man.
Tell that to that notebook.
Tell that to the man upstairs.
That's what
we're talking about. Manifest to him.
Tell it, like, that's how I feel like it's real life. Like, you're telling a social media presence.
Yeah. who they don't care. They just gonna skip anyway. They're just clicking.
Click, click, click. And when I see it, I'm not gonna act like, because I don't post for real. I do. I don't know what y'all call that, but I do look. And I don't look from that perspective.
Yeah, like I watch
your stories. I do. To a certain degree. I do see it. And I see that post, like the post that I'm talking about, I'm going to see that at least 5 or 6 different times.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's going to post.
5 or 6 different women or men who are pushing that out. And I'm like, what are you saying? Do you even understand?
Yeah.
Like how you say, oh, I'm a good person. Oh, I'm this. Why am I seeing 7 to 8 different people tell me they're good people and they're at peace and I'm on this journey, you know,
of healing.
Really?
Right.
Okay, sure. I just I don't get it. And I don't think it's for me to get, but I think that is why for me, like I said, starting off, social media is not fun anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like, because I had a MySpace. I had older cousins, so I had a MySpace. Mm-hmm. But for not, it wasn't when it was, like, popping. It was, like, the later times where it was, like, oh, I was just there to make my page look cute. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I didn't even really have, like, a top 5 thing. Then I had Facebook, the same as you.
Yeah.
Vine, Twitter, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. So I just feel like social media used to be fun. Like, it used to be funny. Like, Twitter was hilarious. Facebook was fun when we did the ratings back in middle school, all of that stuff. Now, Instagram is all about, what does my algorithm look like? What does my feed look like? I can't even see my people no more. When I post, I don't see it. So you might as well put on your story if you want me to see that you put up a new picture. And hopefully I see that. Because, like, it's hella people that I follow. I ain't seen their story in months. Yeah. And they ain't muted. But I'm just like, I don't.
No, I feel that. Depending on what I post, sometimes I see, like, a lot of, and this is mainly with stories, I can see a lot of views. But then when I start talking, because I do post the advocacy, especially the advocacy right now for
the ICE. Well, not for ICE, but
The immigrants. Yeah. Not for ICE. For immigrants. For humanity.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. I definitely posted the resources and intend to keep on pushing it.
Yeah.
I would say about maybe 15, 20 people saw that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's up with the Instagram algorithm. Because I know it's not just my page, but it's just like, it's just certain things that get the views, certain things that don't get the views. So it's like, well, that's not as fun. I mean, not that it's a view count, like we're like, oh, we want certain people to view it, but it's
not
like,
that, but it's like what's out there,
a certain amount of followers, why are they not seeing what the hell I posted?
Exactly. Who especially when it's things like that, like that's stuff for the community. That's things that I want to see. That's what I need to see. Yeah. Not the hate crimes and all the other stuff that's being pushed out there, or just the absolute foolishness, because I don't like seeing no foolishness either on my timeline. But it's getting to a point where I can't even control what's on my feed anymore.
Yeah.
Because I actually went in and deleted a lot of things, with the exception of Shade Room.
You got to unfollow the Shade Room, friend.
You don't follow the Shade
Room? No, I don't follow them. It's a detriment to the black community.
Well.
Them, Spiritual World. Because how they name Spiritual World and they be posting just as bad as the Shade Room?
Well, I just feel like I'm not there yet. I still need to know a little
bit. I do go and check the Shade Room sometimes. I just don't follow them. Like, I just like...
I just follow...
If there's something going on, let me go see if the Shade Room posted it. Because then it might...
I feel like we don't have the Wendy Williams show anymore. So, you know, I just
hate the comments in the Shade Room comments. Yeah. People are just miserable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just... It's a detriment to the black community.
It is. It is. And I'm still following it. I'm still following it. But I'm going to stop one day. It's just, I got to be informed.
Yeah.
I got to be informed. That's my excuse.
Like I said, every now and then I still go check the page. I do.
I feel like that's my excuse.
Yeah.
But I say all that to say, I'm not delusional. I understand. I need to stop.
Yeah.
I need to stop with that, friend. I really do. Because I think about it when you said that's a detriment. And I'm like, it is a detriment.
It is. The stuff they be posting is like so negative. Like, why do we need to know about so-and-so and their baby mama fighting? Why do we give a damn?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, we have so many other things Did they post anything about the ice raids?
They didn't. They didn't
post. Right. Like, well, I let me not say that. I don't know
what they might have.
But with the ice raids, I just feel like that's the stuff. That's what I want to see on my timeline. Yes. Advocacy. I want to see some community. I want to see some, you know, humanity.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Because I feel like the way that social media is right now, you could tell where the world is going.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so much negativity on social media. So, it's like, it's only getting worse. It's only getting worse. And I know it has a lot to do with, like, Elon Musk and Trump and that administration. And I ain't going to say too much because we don't want our podcast getting censored. But,
oh, yeah.
But the way that social media is going, it's just such a nasty, negative little place.
It is.
And it's like, you just got to get on, post your little shit, and go. But for me, I feel like, can we bring back the old Instagram? Where it's like, my page doesn't have to be, like, aesthetically, like,
pleasing.
Like, I could just post what I want. I think I'm going to start doing that for the summer. But what I like about what people are doing on Instagram is the dumps. I love when y'all post y'all dumps.
I feel like the dumps are realistic. Yeah, that is reality.
That is reality. I want to see your little matcha. I want to see you reading in the park. I want to see you and your friends out for dinner. Like, I want to see that stuff. So.
And, right. And I'm like, and to that point, I love that they're posted. It's like June 16th, and you might know somebody actually went to this wedding in February.
Yeah.
And they're posting. That's real life. Like, we're busy.
Yeah.
So I don't expect you to click, click, right here, click, every time.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. Just live in the moment. We talked about that before. Live in the moment. But when I see y'all dumps and I see it, I'm like,
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
But that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much just that. Living in Delulu. Like, it's very different variations, but
yeah, I feel like all in all, we said a whole lot. I feel like this episode was a whole lot. But our main point was living in delusion and how y'all use social media to live delusionally from your real life. At least let them match. If you're going to be a baddie online, be a baddie in real life too. If you're going to be money bag, yo, on the internet, like, at least have the money in their account. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of y'all doing stuff just for the gram.
Right.
And just for the likes and the clicks. Like, I want you to really be living that life. If that's what you're putting out there, nobody should be able to pull your card about it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was good. Like,
yeah.
Now, I like that. I like that y'all do this too now.
Yeah, that's I like this.
But that is our episode. Y'all continue to keep supporting and watching, especially during the summertime when you're traveling and doing all the things.
Yeah, so make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. Go ahead and tune in every Wednesday. We're here on YouTube. We're on wherever you get your podcasts audibly. You can listen to us or you can watch our pretty faces on YouTube. You know, come check us out. Whatever you prefer. But make sure you like, comment, subscribe, comment on Instagram. You know, let us know you're watching. And yeah, that's it. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.